I grew up Jewish. I grew up in a synagogue. And no offense, but Christians were very offensive to me growing up. I wanted nothing to do with Christians and nothing to do with Christianity. And again, no offense to any of you. I'm here voluntarily today because I love you. But it didn't start out that way. My family is of Russian descent, we're Russian Jews by heritage, and I grew up knowing firsthand the horror stories of what happened to my grandparents and their parents in Eastern Europe. And I was not met with a lot of friendliness growing up as a Jewish person in the Midwest. Christianity was the last thing on my list that I wanted anything to do with. But God is full of surprises, isn't he? So I didn't go looking for Jesus, but I do think one day he came looking for me. And about 18 years or so ago, I walked into this church as a, I guess a suspicious inquirer. I guess is a nice way to put it. And I wasn't ready to say yes, but I was ready to say maybe. I'll entertain the thought, possibly. There was another guy in the Bible who hated Christians. It was his self-proclaimed mission to torture and murder as many Christians as he could. You guys know who I'm talking about? His name was Saul. And one day God changed his heart and his identity, and even changed his name from Saul to Paul. And Paul went on to not only embrace Christianity, but to write most of the New Testament. So I figured if there's hope for that guy, there might be hope for me. God didn't change my name, but he did change my heart. And he did change my identity. And I went from being able to barely tolerate Christians to wanting to live my life for Christ, which is basically what I do now. We've gone on, I just have a couple of minutes, depending on how long it actually takes Bob to get out of his wet bathing suit. But I just have a couple more minutes. So I won't go into a ton of detail, but I will say that over the last 18 years, my wife and I have assembled a fantastic family. Actually, God has assembled our family. We have four adopted children who are just the joys of my life. Two of them were were baptized here today, which was so cool. And my wife was also baptized again, and she was the wild one who jumped out of the with the ultra excitement. That's my wife, and she's a gem. And God has done amazing things in my life. Growing up Jewish, I knew who God was. I knew about his awesome power. I had fear and reverence and love for him. But when Christ called me into his family, and I said yes to Jesus, I suddenly knew God in a different way. I knew him in a personal and relational way that I didn't know or was not exposed to growing up Jewish. And that relational, intimate knowledge of Christ was absolutely mind-boggling. It changed me. It's a free gift for all of us, a free opportunity for all of us here. I was going to speak just for one more minute. Bob asked me to talk a little bit about what I do in my career. And I generally don't like to talk too much about this because I don't want to look like I'm doing any sort of self-promotion or anything like that, but Bob asked me to speak about this, so I will. In my professional career, I design medical devices. So I'm a biomedical engineer, and I've got dozens and dozens of things I've invented, patented products. A couple of devices that are out in the market have literally saved tens of thousands of people's lives. And I say that with great humility, but it's an absolute joy to be in a position where I can use the skills and tools God has given me to do something that is productive like that. And again, I want to stress the humility of my position with this. I don't want to sound boastful. I'm absolutely convinced I do better at what I do with Christ in my life. There's absolutely no question about it. I could probably squeak by on my own steam a little bit, as I did before accepting Christ into my life, but I'm much better with Him. Day by day, we align ourselves to Christ's image. And in that process, He makes us better than we could be on our own in everything we do, in our ministries, in our lives, in our relationships, and in our careers. And I know He's done that in mine. About 8 years ago, I started my own company, and we developed a device that goes into the brain and grabs onto blood clots that are blocking blood flow in your brain, causing strokes. And we've refined the product several times over the years. The last big time I refined it was when the product was not working at all the way I wanted it to. And I had been stewing and stumbling on this concept for quite a long time. And one day I'm driving home and I'm worshiping God, listening to worship music, just deep in connection with God. And the idea just came to me. So does that mean God gave me the idea? Yes, absolutely. It means God gave me the idea. Without a doubt, there is no doubt in my mind. If there is in yours, you're free to think that, but there is no doubt in my mind God gave me the idea. I've had the opportunity to travel all around the world and show the idea to physicians, neurosurgeons, literally all over the globe. And every single doctor who asks where this idea came from, I tell them it came from God, and I tell them a condensed version of the story. I've never been thrown out of any hospital. All this is to say that our lives are richer and better with Christ in them. We're at the point with my company where we're going to be using this device in people this summer for the first time. And we have a lot of big companies watching us and doctors watching us because we also need investment money to come in. So if you happen to think about Lazarus in your prayer, that's the name of my company, Lazarus Effect Medical. If you think about Lazarus, keep us in your prayers. But what I really want to do here, besides that shameful plug, is just honor God, because God is the essence behind that idea in my career. He's everything in my life, everything in my kids' lives, everything in my ministries, everything in everything comes down to Christ. So thank you for that. Thank you for the opportunity to share. And I'll turn it back over to Bob. Thank you.